Good morning. They say there is strength in numbers. Strength in numbers. You know what that means, right? The more people you have on your side, the better chance there is of winning. This is certainly true in political campaigns. You would need a majority of voters on your side to win the election. It's typically true on the battlefield that the larger army would beat the smaller one, but not always. Not when God is fighting on one side against the other. Now you should remember that and apply it to your own personal situations. And I'm thinking about spiritual challenges, spiritual conflicts that we face. Do we need strength in numbers? Do we need a majority to win, to overcome the problem, to carry out these things that God would have us do? Well, according to Matthew 18, the words of our Savior, all it takes is two or three. Our first example of the power of the few, two or three, comes in Matthew 18, verses 15 through 16. Moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. First of all, let's lay out the main objective, the first responsibility of what was just read. If your fellow Christian is caught up in a sin, doesn't matter what kind, and is not repenting of this, and you, the individual, you have the first-hand knowledge about it, it is your God-given responsibility to go and talk to that person privately. You do not get to pass the buck. You should do this out of genuine concern and humility, and always with the goal of bringing this person back to safety, out of spiritual danger, away from the damage that is already happening to his or her faith because of the impenitence. Now you go with a tool. You bring the Word of God. You bring the appropriate passages that would lay out this sin as sin against God with the call for him or her to repent. You would do this in the hope that he or she would listen, agree, confess the guilt, and then be ready for you to tell this individual, God forgives you. Now what if he or she does not listen? Jesus says, turn the power of one into the power of two or three. You go back, this time taking with you a Christian friend, or the pastor, or an elder, or the pastor and the elder. You go back, this time with backup, the voice of one or two others who ditto what you have to say, and help make it clear to this person that it isn't just you who has a problem with what's going on. The power of the few. The power of two or three. It can not only reach out to a lost brother in Christ, it can also reach up into heaven itself. Our second example of two or three, in this case two, is verse 19, Matthew 18, 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Now let's not take this too far. The power of one to pray and be heard is certainly true and strong. James tells us the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. In Matthew 18, all Jesus says is the power is just as strong. When two of us join together in prayer and ask for the same thing, of course we should recognize that the two believers are praying as believers, the followers of Christ, not as selfish individuals who pursue their own agenda and follow what their flesh wants. No, when we pray together for what God wants, even if it's just a couple of us, the Father in heaven is listening and is quite pleased to make it happen, to give what we ask according to His will. One more example that Jesus has in Matthew 18 is actually tied to what was just said. Why does the Father in heaven listen to a couple of believers on earth? It's all because of Christ, who said in verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Yes, there is power in Christian worship. It's the power of acting as the Lord's church on earth. It's the power of gathering in His name. What I'm looking at right here, gathering around His Word, using the gospel of Christ together. And the size of the group does not matter. We don't need a large assembly like Messiah Lutheran Church on Sunday morning. We don't need a medium-sized crowd like this one here. All it takes is two or three. I'm thinking of a Christian couple, husband and wife, who have their own form of chapel at the dinner table. Or that Christian family, a military family stationed overseas, far away from their congregation, yet they have Sunday services right there in their living room. Now that small of a group has Jesus right there with them. In fact, He's leading the service. He's the one talking to them through the Word in that living room and accepting their praise by the hymns. They sing a cappella, I suppose. And just as importantly, He's the one bringing them the faith, the sustaining power of God's forgiveness. In the secular world, it seems that we need strength in numbers. But in the spiritual realm, our calling as people in the world but not of the world, all it takes is one, or two, or three. Of course, it's only true because of the Word that the individual or the couple or the trio of believers is using. Think of it as the power of the Trinity, the mighty three-in-one God helping His people on earth, be they just a few. This power of the heavenly few. What is it, Jesus with you? While the Heavenly Father is listening to you and working things out for you, making things happen with the Spirit inside your heart, when that's your power, the power of the few, the power of two or three, in the Word of Christ, you've got power that no one can beat. We sing of that strength in our Lord. Hymn 427, the first three stanzas of hymn 427.